Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Trump is asking the Supreme Court for immunity in his 2020 election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump lawyers filed an emergency appeal with the high court asking for an extended delay in his trial. Ultimately, the former president wants justices to find him immune from prosecution on the 2020 plot charges. In the filing, his lawyers argued that without immunity from criminal prosecution, the presidency as we know it will cease to exist. Earlier this month, a federal appeals court panel ruled that Trump can be prosecuted for his role in the run-up to the January 6th Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Pentagon announced on Sunday that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been taken to a military hospital to be treated for symptoms suggesting an emerging bladder issue. And doctors at the hospital later said it was not clear how long he would remain there. Secretary Austin was reported to be in a critical care unit. Military analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network now is the time for Austin to step down.
They need a strong secretary in there that has the confidence of the administration and the Congress to do the job.
Austin has now transferred authorities to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks and remains in the hospital. One person has been killed and five others have been injured in a shooting at a New York City subway station during the evening commute. Police say the shooting suspect remains at large after opening fire at about 4:38 p.m. at the station in the Bronx. Police say a man in his 30s was killed. A fire department spokesperson described four of the other injuries as serious. On Wall Street, the Dow by 125 points. This is SRN News. Are you married? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, 51% of American adults are married, one of the lowest percentages in the country's history. A total of 69% of poll respondents say they're in some kind of committed relationship, leaving 30% of adults single, a majority of whom say they plan to stay that way. Meanwhile, a record number of people who are 40 years old are not married these days, 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Indian state has approved an unprecedented uniform code for marriage, divorce, adoption, and inheritance for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and all other religious communities. The new legislation passed in northern Uttarakhand has enraged Muslims in particular, who oppose clauses that ban polygamy and set a minimum age for marriage for both men and women. Muslim leaders accused the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party of pursuing a sectarian agenda. This is SRN News. Israel successfully rescued two male Israeli hostages from Rafah in southern Gaza in a daring special operation overnight. Joe Fetterman, news director for Israel, the Palestinian territories, and Jordan, reports on the rescue of the two hostages by Israel's army.
This is a small but symbolically significant accomplishment for the army. The plight of the hostages has captured the Israeli public's attention through more than 4 months of war. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is touting this rescue as an important breakthrough.
Fernando Simon Marmon, 60, and Louis Har, 70, were freed in a joint Israeli Defense Forces, Israeli Security Agency police mission in the early hours of Monday local time. Israel has described Rafah as the last remaining Hamas stronghold in the territory and signaled that it may soon target the town on the southern edge of Gaza. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.